from the Dark Continent. I hope the reception was not boring for you.
Oh, no, no, no. Quite the contrary, Count Dracula. The evening has been a splendid one. And we found your guest to be most impressive. I like in particular your Dr. Duvalier.
It was you who impressed him.
Mamualde is the crystallization of our people's pride.
My Luva, she does me too much credit. But notwithstanding, my people are eager to bring our ancient culture into the community of nations.
That may take a good deal of time.
It will at least be time well spent, as opposed to an exchange of banalities with pseudo-intellectuals and dilettantes.
Charming.
What with dignitaries of your stature, lending the weight of your statesmanship to the fulfillment of our objectives, I believe we will succeed. Luba?
To totally cease the slave trade? I find that unrealistic. Slavery has merit, I believe.
Merit? You find merit in barbarity?
Barbarous from the standpoint of a slave, perhaps. Intriguing and delightful from mine. I would willingly pay for so beautiful an addition to my household as your delicious wife.
Sir, are you ill?
Oh, I meant no insult, Prince. It is a compliment for a man of my station to look with desire on one of your color.
Sir, I suddenly find your cognac as distasteful as your manner. You're behaving like some animal.
Really?
Really.
Let us not forget, sir. It is you who comes from the jungle.
Our evening is finished. I pray you arouse your coachman. We are leaving.
I do not think so.
How dare you!
Place a curse of suffering on you that will doom you to a living hell. A hunger, a wild, gnawing, animal hunger will grow in you. A hunger for human blood. Here you will starve for an eternity, torn by an unquenchable lust. I curse you with my name. You shall be Blackula, a vampire, like myself, a living fiend. You will be doomed never to know that sweet blood which will become your only desire. You will want watch, helpless and dying, until the black flesh rots from your bones. Listen for his cries. He will comfort you until your death.
Gentlemen, quite dead. He is an entire household was destroyed by the great Dr. Van Helsing almost 150 years ago.
Oh, what a pity. I've never met a vampire.
You should have told us whose house this was back in the village.
Oh, yeah, honey. Now, wait. This is going to change our deal drastically.
Oh, I see. Well, I can assure you, gentlemen, it is quite safe now. The reports of the Count were grossly exaggerated. Perhaps if I subtract another 10%?
15.
Very well.
Consider your deal closed. We'll take everything.
You gentlemen had me worried there for a moment. If you please.
Oh, I'd love to.
Right here.
You are obviously not attuned to the antique market.
No.
You see where we come from now, honey. The legend of Dracula, I mean, that's the absolute creme de la creme of camp. I mean, we're going to get a fortune for these things.
Count Dracula was no legend. He was terribly real.
Oh, I know. I've seen all of his movies. I'm a real fan.
Don't shock the poor man, baby. Hey, is there anything else? You know, like secret passages and things like that.
Oh, yes. When the castle was restored a few years ago, they found several hidden rooms.
Honey, this is the coup d'etat of the century.
Is this included in our deal, or are you going to fleece us now?
You ain't going to fleece us, are you, baby?
Well, if you want it.
Goodies. We're going to be rich, my love.
Oh. Well, I can't see in here. I'm going to light one of the greasy lamps. Ta-da!
Oh, if the fire department could see you now, you silly lamp queen. Look, I have such a fantastic idea for this. You'll probably die if I tell you.
Well, in that case, spare me. Let's get on with the tagging.
Listen, you know that chintzy guest bed we have in the living room?
Yeah.
How about this instead?
A coffin?
It'll freak everyone out. Come on, open it.
Look, I'm not a nurse, you know. All right?
Can you stop it, please?
I'll take care of it. It's twisted.
Look, I'll take care of it.
I'm going to bleed to death. Jesus. You're not going to bleed. You're going to bleed to death if you don't keep your mouth shut.
Ouch.
Keep this quiet. Look, you're making noise.
Bobby, I'll die. I'm bleeding to death.
Could you stop it, please? Charles, be still. Stop. What's wrong with you?
Look! Bobby!
We've come to pay our respects to Bobby McCoy.
Certainly, sir. It's so tragic. These things are always so very tragic. But I can perhaps be of some comfort to you in this hour of need. Of course, this is one of our smaller rooms, but it can be expanded to accommodate any number of mourners.
Why is his hand like that?
This sometimes happens, ladies. It's only a reflex.
At his mother's request, the body has not yet been embalmed. I'll just tidy him up a bit. Then, leave you alone with your thoughts.
Poor Bobby. We've known him since we were kids.
Luva.
I just don't understand it. I hope you can find some answers for us, Gordon.
Why don't you two go on over to Bobby's mother's house? She's in pretty bad shape. I'll stay here.
Let's go. Talk to you later.
Startle you, sir? I'm so sorry, but I'm afraid I can't let you disarrange
me. I'm Dr. Thomas' scientific investigation division.
Of course, I'm so sorry, Doctor. I didn't realize you were a professional man. I worked very hard on that neck wound, Doctor, trying to make it look as natural as I could so it wouldn't be offensive to his loved ones. The flesh was just torn right out in a big chunk. I've never seen a rat bite that size before.
Rat bite?
Yes, sir.
How deep was the wound before it was repaired?
Oh, I don't know, 2 or 3 inches at least.
2 or 3 inches?
Yes, sir.
Any other bruises or wounds?
A slight abrasion on the left elbow, probably the result of a fall.
And you say you didn't embalm?
Yes, sir.
It's strange. It's strange. I mean, look at this. His veins are empty. Yeah, they collapse with pressure and don't return to shape, and his color. He wouldn't be this color unless he lost a lot of blood. Who'd you say brought him in?
I did. Picked him up at the coroner's office.
Did they mention much bleeding?
I can't say they did, Doctor.
What about the other victim, his associate?
Oh, I didn't prepare that one. He was white, you know. I don't get many whites in here.
Thank you for your help.
Glad to be of service, Doctor. Anytime you need my help, please don't hesitate to ask. I'm at your service, Doctor. That's my job. Doctor. That is the rudest nigger I've ever seen in my life.
Everything's just so strange, Michelle.
I know. Listen, would you mind if I begged off? I mean, you can handle Mrs. McCoy on your own. I'm just really beat.
It's okay. Go on home. I'll just stop by and see if she needs anything.
Thanks.
See you later.
Okay.
An imbecile. You're the nut that ran in front of my cab. You're the only imbecile on this street. Boy. Look at me. You're fine. I mean, she's got to be around here somewhere. I mean, you know, I bet you she's worried right now and looking for you. So why don't you just back off of me and go get her? I bet she's worried to death about you. So I bet she's called every hospital around. Now listen, you take your hands off of me. I don't know you.
Thank you.
me.
Michelle, thank God.
What are you doing with that knife?
Sorry. Get in.
What's wrong with you? Tina, what happened?
A man tried to attack me. He got my purse, I'm sure of it. He got my keys and all my ID. When I heard you at the door just now, I thought it was him.
Damn maniacs running the streets. It's all right. It's okay. It's all right.
Sam here?
Sure. Sam, Dr. Thomas is here. How you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Fine, looking good.
Doc? Sam, I got a call from the coroner's office to check on Juanita Jones.
You want to see her?
That's why I'm here. Thought you worked nights.
Everybody takes a vacation but me. She's looking for something. You know what I mean? Looking for something?
Yes, Sam. Get me a cup of coffee, will you?
All right. I can take a hint.
That's ridiculous.
I mean it, Jack. I'm beginning to take this personally. I'm telling you, your men lost the report on Bobby McCoy and Billy Schaefer.
Lost my ass. Maureen.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Get the division reports on who? Bobby McCoy, Billy Schaefer, from two nights ago.
Southwest Division.
Right, Lieutenant.
Tell me something, man. Off the record, of course.
Yeah.
Who checked the two bodies?
In that area, it should be Watson. Yeah, Watson.
Is that the guy that caused cyanide poisoning or heart failure?
I'm getting tired of that kind of talk.
Lieutenant, division says those reports were lost before distribution. They said that Dr. Thomas's office called just this morning about them, and the sergeant told Dr. Thomas's secretary that he couldn't find them.
Okay.
Thanks, Ryan. Thank you. So it wasn't my lack of pull at headquarters. Strange how so many sloppy police jobs involve black victims.
You're getting paranoid. Schaefer wasn't black. We'll find them. I'll send Barnes over there right away.
Yes, sir.
Get Barnes in here. Now, look, what's going on? I see where you've ordered an autopsy on Bobby McCoy today, and Juanita Jones is scheduled for one on Friday. What's going on? What's the connection? Did you want me to, Jack?
Hello, Doc.
Yeah, get over to the Southwest Division and find the reports on Bobby McCoy and Billy Schaefer, will you?
Sure, Lieutenant. What's going on?
Do it. You got something. What is it?
When I know, I'll tell you.
Does it look organized? Been a lot of panther activity lately.
Panthers? Come on, Jack, don't cop out. Two faggot interior decorators and a lady cab driver. Panthers? Oh, come on.
Anything is possible.
If it's possible, tell Barnes to bring those reports to the club tonight.
It's Michelle's birthday.
Have a good time.
Thomas. Mr. Swenson, we're going to need to do an autopsy on Bobby McCoy. I'll send for the body sometime this afternoon.
That's impossible. The family's here now. I can't just throw them out.
Of course, Mr. Swenson. What time do you close tonight?
8:00.
All right. I'll have my men there a little bit after 8:00.
They must be careful.
They will be, Mr. Swenson.
All right, then.
Thanks.
Oh, by the way, we had some excitement ourselves last night. Tina got herself hassled on the way home.
Is she all right?
Mm-mm. She didn't go to work today. We're having the locks changed because she thinks he got her purse.
Next year, we move to the suburbs.
Mm-hmm. Like we did last year.
Getting so close that I
I'd like to meet my sister Michelle and Dr. Gordon Thomas. This is...
I'm called Mama Walde.
Nice to meet you.
Enchanté, mademoiselle.
It's my sister's birthday party. Would you care to join us?
I'd be delighted. Thank you. Champagne, please. French.
That won't be necessary.
What do you mean it's not necessary? I like champagne.
Good. So do I.
Tina, where did you find your purse? Mama Waldy returned it to me. Thank you again.
You bear an amazing resemblance to my wife, whom I lost a short while ago.
I'm very sorry.
I loved her very much. When you left the mortuary, I had to follow you. I didn't consider that I might frighten you.
You were at Swenson's. Were you a friend of Bobby's?
No. I was there making some arrangements of my own. But enough about death. Here's to life. On your birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, baby.
To happiness.
To happiness forever.
Swenson, just calm down. I'll get a man over there right away. And don't touch anything, do you hear me? Swenson, damn it, don't touch anything.
What happened?
That was Swenson. Bobby's body just disappeared.
That's impossible.
Perhaps he wasn't dead.
What the hell does that mean? He was as dead as you can get. I examined him myself.
Just a passing thought.
Hey, what's happening? How's everybody? How you doing, brother? My name is Skilly. How's everything? Pull up a seat here and get some of this here old...
Join the party.
Champagne.
Help yourself.
French champagne. We gonna be doing it.
Happy birthday.
Oh, what kind of down birthday party is this? Wait a minute, hold it. Get you. All right, come on. Beautiful. Why don't you all scoot in here together?
Please forgive me. I must depart now. I have indeed had a rare pleasure.
Say, brother, look here. Why don't you stick around?
Please don't go. Where's you going? Mama
Waldy?
Please wait.
Say, man, that is one strange dude. Who is it?
One strange dude.
I gotta check this cat out again, man. Did you see the rags he had on? Bad cape. I'd like to beat him out of that cape.
Will you meet me here tomorrow evening? I need very much to see you.
I'll be here.
Beautiful. Oh, I think romance is in the air.
Hey, man.
Tina, you all right?
Sure. Say, Mama, how come you never look at me that way?
There's a reason, Skillet. Well, I guess we're all through here, so I'll just take these little prints. I'll run over my studio. I shall envelop these. I'll be right back.
Hey, look here, Mama. Don't you want a little company?
No, thanks, Skillet. I know what would develop with you in a dark room. And it wouldn't be my pictures.
Right on, baby. I hear you.
Yeah?
Wait a minute. Where's that big dude with the cape? He's standing right next to her.
No, crap, I didn't get it.
Maureen.
Yes, sir.
Get Barnes. Tell him he better get his ass in here and fast.
Anything on that missing body report?
Nothing. No fingerprints. No signs of breaking and entering. Not a thing. Who the hell would want a dead faggot? I can't take any more problems.
Then you'd be thrilled to know that I would like permission to dig up Billy Schaefer to do an autopsy.
You're nuts. You know what I've got to do to get you permission to dig up a grave? Besides, you've got something you don't want me to have, and I don't like it.
I just don't have it all together, Jack. If I told you my crazy idea, you'd just laugh at me.
Forget the permit. I don't work in the dark.
Jack, I need your help. There's a connection here. That's all I know. Just give me a little more time. Give me that permit, man. Solid.
What's the sudden interest in ghouls? The librarian thinks we're nuts.
And she's not the only one. Dr. Thomas's office.
Gordon there?
Oh, one moment, please. Gordon, it's Peters.
Yeah, Jack.
Couldn't get your permission to exhume McCoy's grave.
You're a big help, Jack. Thanks a lot for nothing.
I'm sorry, Gordon, but my hands are tied.
Yeah.
I tried, damn it.
Yeah.
All I can do, it's tough to get.
I'll talk to you later.
You understand, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Yeah. Babe, you better sit down, because I got something heavy to lay on you.
Lay it on me.
We're going to dig up Billy's body.
Ghouls, vampires, now bodies. I take it back. We're not nuts. You are.
What's more, we're going to have to do it tonight.
Mm-mm. No, we're not. You ain't getting this digger no graveyard tonight. No.
Come on, baby. Come on, you were grown people. You're supposed to stick with me.
Mm-hmm. Gordon, I'm always with you, right?
Right.
But not this time.
Oh, come on, huh? Just for me? Hmm?
Nope. You're so good.
Run home and change into some old clothes. I'll pick you up later.
Okay.
Good evening, Tina.
Hello, Mama Waldy. I thought we were to meet at the...
Yes, at the club. But I couldn't wait to see you. I need to speak to you alone. May I come in?
Of course you can.
Well, I found it a little hard to leave you last night, but I had no choice.
I wanted to run after you, and I've never felt that way before. You frightened me.
Oh, no, you mustn't be frightened. Let me try and help you understand.
Is it about your wife?
You are my wife.
That's impossible, Mama Waldy.
And yet you believe it.
I don't know what I believe anymore, but help me, and I'll try to understand.
We are of the Ebony tribe, you and I, northeast of the Niger Delta. Our people are renowned as hunters. Almost two centuries ago, the ruling elders of my people sent me, yes, and my bride, to Europe on a mission to protest the slave trade.
The slave trade?
On that mission, I myself was enslaved. My wife murdered, and I was placed under the curse of the undead. Our assassin was the vampire, Count Dracula.
Count Dracula is a myth. He wasn't real.
Oh, yes, he was real. As real as I am now. As real as you are. And my need for you. You are my Louvre recreated.
What are you asking of me?
I want you to rejoin me.
I can't.
Well, you must come to me freely, with love, or not at all. I will not take you by force, and I will not return. I have lived again to lose you twice.
Mama Waldy? Stay with me. Please.
Will you talk to me before I go out of my mind?
Don't sweat it, baby. We're almost there.
What do you expect to find anyway?
Nothing, I hope. Hold the light over here, will you?
Hurry up and let's get the hell out of here.
Put him out of his misery.
Easy. Easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All those books. You must have known something. Why didn't you tell me?
You never would have believed me.
No. No. Gordon? Does that mean that Bobby?
Right. He's a vampire, too. He could be anywhere.
What are we gonna do? You better tell Peters.
Telling him won't work. No, we gotta show him somehow.
I wish he could see what I saw.
Juanita Jones.
What?
The cabbie. Come on, let's go. Lady cabbie, Juanita Jones.
What do you mean, I remember? Nothing wrong with my memory.
I want you to take out a deep freeze.
What?
I'm coming over with Lieutenant Peters, and I want her body warm. And when you take her out, you leave the room. You make sure to lock the door, you understand?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Sam, don't yell me. Lock it.
Better be good. First night off in weeks.
Sorry, Jill, it's important.
Don't you think I'm used to it by now?
Jill, are you sure it's all right if I stay here?
Of course. Come on in.
So beautiful.
I won't let you leave me.
I must. There's no other way. To stay is to die.
I want to go with you, but I'm afraid.
I promise you it will not be unpleasant or painful. But there's still time. All time belongs to us. I must go now. It's almost daylight.
I love you.
Multiply geometrically. First night there's one, second night two, third night four.
It's a goddamn epidemic.
It explains McCoy's disappearance from Swenson's. And now with Sam.
Do you have any suggestions?
How about an APB on McCoy and Sam?
APBs on dead men. Lovely. Great headlines. That should get us mass hysteria. Forget hysteria. Mass unemployment. Staring with me. But you're right. We better swamp the city with police. Cars on every corner.
It won't make any sense to start until after dark.
You keep in touch with me tonight.
Yeah, I'll let your office know where I am.
You better go home and get some sleep. You look like hell.
Sure. I got something to check out.
You and all your friends gonna get together in the end and tell me what the world knows about love. Tell me how it could have been if I had known more about love. Yes, you
do. How are you doing tonight? Sit down, have a drink.
Thank you very much. Very thoughtful of you.
Hi, what do you have?
Make it a Bloody Mary.
Mama Waldy, maybe you can help me. Are you, into the occult?
Oh, it has some fascination.
How about the heavy stuff? Witchcraft, voodoo, devil worship.
Well, we can't ignore what the world characterizes as the black arts, now can we? Mm. I think that there's some truth in all of it.
I've come to that conclusion myself.
What do you think of vampires?
Vampires? I think they're possibly the most fascinating of all.
Do you, believe they exist?
Well, does the devil exist? People have believed so for thousands of years.
You seem well informed.
Oh, perhaps.
The police have a theory about these killings.
Are we to assume that they believe a vampire or some other such creature is responsible?
A vampire?
That's it, maybe.
However, many in the department don't believe it.
Now, I would think that to be the vampire's greatest defense.
You're right. Still, they're organizing a search.
Search?
Yeah, find his resting place, the vampire's coffin.
Perhaps the modern vampire doesn't require a coffin. They are rather elusive, you know.
What's happening, everybody? What's going on?
Hey, Skillet.
Hey, now.
How you doing?
How you doing, Doc?
Very nice, girl.
My darling, we really must be leaving now.
Tina, I wish you'd stay with us tonight.
I'm sorry, but I'd rather go with Mama Walter.
Say, Mama Walter, let me buy that old cake from you, brother.
You know, he is a strange dude. Ran off of me just like it did Nancy the other night. Anybody seen Nancy?
No. And she didn't bring my birthday pictures back either.
Haven't seen her since the other night.
Well, look here, brother. When you do see her, tell Nancy that Big Skillet has got something really groovy for her.
Mama Walden. He's with Tina.
How could you be so blasé? What were you trying to prove?
They mean nothing to me. No one matters but you.
Hold me. Just hold me.
Come with me tonight.
Himself Mama Walder.
Well, where does he hang out?
Hang out? In a coffin around here somewhere. Oh, hi, babe.
Hi.
How's Tina?
I don't know. I tried to get her to lie down, but...
Tina, you should still be resting.
I will. What happened? You heard shots.
He killed a cop.
He killed him?
Yeah, he killed him. He got away.
You should rest.
What do we do now?
Well, we wait. The only thing for sure is that he has to return to his coffin before daylight.
Hey, Danny, take a look at that fag.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Isn't that the one? Sure looks like the one.
How can you tell? They all look alike.
Hello? Just a minute, Jack.
Yeah. Where? Okay, tell them to keep a bead on them, but hold back. They found Bobby. He's picked up a friend.
Oh,
Michelle, keep Timmy here no matter what. We'll leave some men to watch the place.
Let's go. That guy with him is in trouble.
Keep this with you.
The subject is heading east on 5th. Get a grid over that area. Maybe we can figure out where they're going. They're gone, Lieutenant. We lost them in an alley. Don't. Repeat, don't follow on foot. We'll take over from here. Right, Lieutenant. Name every building in that sector. Go through it street by street. We've pinpointed that sector.
Buildings are as follows. Jacob's Iron Foundry.
This'll never work.
We got no choice. We gotta keep going.
Alameda and 3rd. Durette Wholesale Clothing. Torres Cement.
Andrew Brothers Warehouse.
That's it. The warehouse. That's where it started. That's where they found the bodies of McCoy and Schaefer.
Barnes, where the hell have you been? Come on.
What the hell is that?
Lieutenant!
Oh, watch it! Watch it, Jack!
Johnson!
ready to throw these things. Now!
I should have told you this evening that I decided to move my coffin. But then it was you who gave me the idea.
Is that what you got planned for Tina?
You know nothing of that. Tina's life means more to me than my own.
Does it?
I could dispense with you now, Doctor. But I have a rather urgent appointment elsewhere.
My God.
You've got no choice. Whether you want to face it or not, that man, if you can give him that, killed innocent people.
I know. Just like that, I know. Look, Tina, this isn't some nut from a Halloween party. That man is the real thing.
What do you want me to do about it?
You gotta help us.
I can't. What do you mean I can't? Look, Tina, anybody could be next. Gordon or me, is that what you want?
Tina, we have to stop him. It's the only decision possible. Say you're with us.
Well, look, I got to cut out and help Peters. If he comes for you tonight, we're ready. These streets will be packed with police. There's no other way, Tina. Okay?
Okay, the whole block is sealed off.
You people will have to get off the streets. Go to your homes. Please go to your homes. These streets must be kept clear. Must have your cooperation. Please clear the street. Go to your home. There's nothing happening here. Nothing to get excited about. Now please go to your homes. Please cooperate by clearing the streets. If we don't get your cooperation, we'll have to declare a curfew. Now, please leave the streets and return to your homes.
Where? Tell me where.
Give the police a chance to do their duty. Please clear the streets and return to your homes. Please cooperate by leaving the streets and returning to your homes. Please cooperate
with the police officers.
A
man! A man! A man!
It's him.
Tina. Tina? Gordon, she's gone.
Attention all units. This is Lieutenant Peters.
All units, this is Lieutenant Peters. Do not apprehend the girl. Just survey and watch for suspect.
This is Unit 603. We're proceeding east on Florence. No sign of subject. Come, love, give to me, and we will take the sky. Hey, isn't that her? I see my drive on by. Chance in you. If my main chance falls through, I could live forever, but I know I'll never have a chance at living again. Unit 3, Baker 92.
Looks like her, and she's entering underground chemical plant number 2 at 6th and Church.
Let's go.
Down there, sir. All right, if you find him, don't try to take him. Just back off and yell for me or Dr. Thomas.
Keep your eyes open for his coffin.
Let's go.
Help me. Please.
In
Tina. Tina. Don't die, Tina. Tina, my Luva, I cannot lose you again. Forgive me, now this is the only way. You will be with me, always.
Dr. Thomas! Dr. Thomas! You and your dear friends are dead! Not one man shall escape my vengeance! Not one man shall leave here alive! Search out every shadow, every corner! This will be your inglorious tomb! Your tomb! Your tomb! Your tomb!
Lieutenant! Over here!
Stay here. Stay with her.
My lovely, lovely Tina. What is left for this cursed creature? His only reason for living has been taken away.
Thank you.